sorry, you'd be good.
That's good. No, don't be aware.
Just don't forget about
it. That's why it's perfect that you put it over there with them Canes boxes. It's going to blend in with all the other trash.
Are you saying my phone is trash?
No, I'm saying my car is trash.
Oh. Are you trying to see this new Mortal Kombat movie? Or you don't give a fuck?
I don't really give a fuck about movies anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. It's... I both have, like... I've lost interest in them in the way that I feel like most movies aren't as good as they used to be anymore. And also, I've lost the ability to sit through them. My attention span has just gotten worse with age. It just keeps getting worse.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I can't really handle movies anymore. Either I'm going to get bored because I can't focus that long, or I'm going to fall asleep.
Well, I do find myself falling asleep. Because I told you I watched Dark Phoenix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was getting pretty sleepy. And I'd be hype off NXT, but I'd be falling asleep watching NXT.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. Same. I guess it's,
I fall asleep playing games.
Okay, well, can't relate to that. I've never done that one.
Yeah.
Takes a pretty heavy amount of tiredness.
But it's Civilization, though. It's a pretty slow-paced game. Okay.
Yeah. You do a lot of staring in that
game,
so it's easy to fall asleep.
But I'm like, I need one more research. I just want to get to this next research, then I'll save.
One more research. That's crazy.
One more goal. Actually, no, I've been playing TEW lately. Mm. You said you play Fire Pro, right?
It was a trial, so I can't play anymore.
You had the GM mode package, though? It's pretty just extra.
That's pretty fun.
I was about to buy it the other night, and then I was like, it's still expensive.
Still pretty expensive.
Shows how good it is, though.
Must be pretty good.
But yeah, I've been playing TEW. I've been struggling. It's doing horrible.
Man, I've been playing so many games. I played, because I have Game Pass. Shout out to Xbox Game Pass. Also, I have PlayStation, what is it called? PlayStation Now.
Extra.
PlayStation Extra. PlayStation Now, and there's a lot of good games on there. There's a lot of good games on there.
The Classicos.
Jump Force.
What's that one?
Jump Force with all the... it's like an anime battle royale game. Or not battle royale, anime, like... It's pretty similar controls to Dragon Ball Z, but you have access to all the characters from, like, multiple animes.
That's pretty tight. Oh, I know what that is. That has, like, the My Hero characters and stuff on there.
But you start by creating your own.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've been playing that?
I was playing that. I just be on the same team as Naruto.
I see what you mean when you say that we'd be addicted if we were playing games, fully right now. So are you on the same page as me as, like, we're both set on, like, let's move together and then let's start gaming out?
Yeah, I feel like we can afford to get back into it. And now that there's, like, it feels pretty, like, why not? Now that I'm like, now there's Game Pass, now that there's, like, video game Netflix, it kind of feels like there's a way to do it without spending too much money.
Yeah.
Not giving up all your time.
Yeah, and at that point, I think at that point, then that'll be the time for us to start, streaming.
Yeah. Because I was playing Grand Theft Auto and I was realizing, I was like, you know what? I could stream this. This is pretty, I'm pretty wild with the things that I say while playing and pretty wild with the way that I play.
Yeah.
So I could get some content out of that. But, yeah, there's a lot of games on there that we probably, like, have been waiting to play. Like, on Google Stadia, you got, if you have a pro account, pro subscription, you can get Resident Evil Biohazard for free.
Is that the Village one? Is that the new
one? That's Village. It's called Village.
Which one's Biohazard?
7, I think.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, and I'm going to play it. It's just that right now, as I told you, I'm playing on an Android phone, which is pretty small.
Yeah.
I can't see any words, and usually Resident Evil has things that you gotta read. So I'm thinking about that now. It's gonna have some things you gotta read, some puzzles, some things you gotta see. Yeah, the
puzzles are gonna be hard to see.
I know they said Biohazard, this one was a little bit different than the other Resident Evils. Based on what it was about.
I just farted. I'm gonna have to let the window down. I'm not gonna do you like that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Appreciate you not doing me like that. Cause I feel like...
Why'd you say that kind of with a Jamaican accent? A little bit. Kind of came, had a little Jamaican
flavor. Maybe it was the fart. It gave me an accent. But yeah, it's a good thing you didn't, because probably would have gave me a pink eye. The way is the thick, how thick it felt in here, it did feel pretty thick. But yeah, man, there's a lot of games we already want to play that are like, we probably would go to GameStop and pay like the used price for, or pay like the, you know. But they're just free on all these different streaming things, because I guess, you know, things change.
I think I'm going to start playing either Apex or what's the other one? Warframe or what's
it? Warzone?
Warzone, yeah.
I don't know if you're going to be playing Warzone. Warzone's a little crazy. I finally tried it. That's one of the things I've tried now that I have access to like so many different things. And I was like, oh, wow, this is kind of wild. It's a bit much.
Really?
It wasn't for me.
I don't know though, but I feel like if I get into it,
it's getting murked.
I think it might be my new shooter wave.
I want you to get in on Apex.
And I'm like, what's gonna be my mature life shooter that I get into?
Cause I'm a G. I'm a G at.
Might play both. Probably do both.
Cause you know, Warzone, it's not like it's that hard, but you know, Call of Duty. Alright, fine, I'll just say it. I wasn't ready for a first person battle royale style. Wasn't ready for it. It's not easy.
Kind of seems like I'd be ready for it though. And kind of seems like I prefer it that way. I didn't know it was first person.
I mean, unless you could change it. When I was playing, it was first person, and I realized, oh, yeah, the map in the world is too big for me to be in first person. I can't see the whole world like that. I need to be able to
see behind me.
I need to be able to see it all while seeing myself. It's too much. Can't comprehend that. My vision isn't as good as it used to be. This game would have been prime for me back when I had my top-notch vision, because I would have been like, oh, yeah, I can see everything. This is what I was asking for, but they chose to not make it until my vision decayed.
It's not for you.
It's not for you. You're too old. If your eyes couldn't hold together long enough to be able to wait till the game was made, you're too old. You're obviously too old. Your eyes are already decaying? Right.
I want to get into PC gaming.
Me too.
So yeah. That's what I'm planning on. Once we move, we'll just have a nice little game set up.
Yeah. I'm gonna get a gamer chair then.
Yeah.
You may as well. If you're really about to act like you're about that life.
Yeah.
Cause in a way, if we have like an okay amount of time on our hands, I'd want to be some dedicated like MMORPG, like you know, like we're teaming up on there, domin together.
Yes. I think it's what we've always wanted, and we never really knew because we never were PC gamers.
Because I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, we both have what it takes to be dedicated to a game to the point where we're waking up, like, keeping a schedule, playing it.
But we've never played that. One of those together. Yeah.
So we need that for a game like this.
Destiny.
Destiny's pretty lit. I just thought it wasn't for you. I thought that's why you never played.
No, I just was like, you know. Well, I don't really know what it is that well, but I know that that seems like, of all of them, that seems like the one I want to try the most.
It's pretty fucking fun.
It's
pretty fucking fun. For me, just because that's the closest game I can compare it to that I've played, it gives me a good amount of Mass Effect vibes. Not straight on, not right on there, but it's pretty similar. It's decently similar enough for you to be like.
But it's MMO.
Yeah, you have to. You can do the campaign if you want. or you can just get it busting online.
Yeah. Because that's, I know that people are heavily addicted to that one. That's one that people really like spend a lot of hours in.
What I like about Destiny is the, I keep being about to call them dungeons. Not dungeons, the like, you know, the raids, if you will. Mm-hmm. Pretty good raids.
Yeah, we should get into Destiny then. That's the one.
Good raids. And what was it that I was doing? I was getting really good at like just becoming like just a marksman, but on Destiny, because I was like, that's not the method everyone uses. That's not what people are typically doing, being a marksman. I'm gonna be a marksman on Destiny. Hey, is it a little out of hand for me to be drinking Sprite while we're recording?
No.
Alright, good.
I mean, now that you mention it, probably. Everything that you mention is probably out of hand.
Well.
But don't mention it, it's not out of hand. Now you're drinking Sprite, though. Like you mentioned it. Yeah, that's why you're not saying that your mouth is full of Sprite.
There's no proof.
Why did it take so long to respond? It's because the Sprite is strong and it's burning your throat.
Well. Yeah, pretty much that's going to try and see if I can talk my way around that one, but everyone knows how Sprite works. Everyone's pretty aware how Sprite works. Burns your throat. You need a moment to fully get it down before you can talk again. So, yeah, I drank Sprite on air. Fine.
So now are you acknowledging that we're on air now? We didn't even do an intro.
Oh, good. None of this matters.
Now you're talking about it, though.
Just cut it.
So is this the intro? Yeah, I guess this is the intro. Nah.
Good. All right, there you go.
It might be the intro. This might be the intro. It may be more stupid if this is the intro.
Then with that, since we're going to go ahead and say might be, let's go ahead and jazz it up. What's brackin', y'all? What's brackin'? Come in with that powerful energy. At least you can say that we brought that power to you. You feel me? It was brackin'. There's a decent amount of bass in my beat when I'm doing that. Brackin'. Let's see, what were you saying we were going to talk about in this episode?
Well,
we got some good little things to throw at y'all.
Yeah?
I think we do.
Let's hear them.
I think we do.
Throw them.
I'm thinking, we already know we're going to talk about some fights, but y'all could have called that.
Did we?
Didn't we say that? Talk about some fights?
No. But we can.
Then, all right. That's what we're doing.
See? So that's what this episode is? It's pretty loose for a fight talk episode. That's the reason I didn't think we were talking about fights. It's pretty loose.
Do you have topics?
We've been talking for about 15 minutes. And we haven't even done an intro. This is a fight talk episode. We haven't said one thing about fighting. I farted.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
I definitely wouldn't be farting on an MMA episode. And the reason I bring that up is because I'm about to do it again. Okay. You hear the window going down?
See, that could be categorized as another thing that didn't need to be mentioned.
Right.
You could just...
Oh, so you don't think they hear the window going down? I just lit it back up. Now it sounds like there's someone peeing outside.
It does. I thought it was raining.
This is my point. Assuming now that you've done the whole what's bracken, you like that powerful energy, now this is an episode, all right? This is a loose ass episode.
It's pretty loose. It's pretty loose.
This episode is very loose, but...
I don't like the way you said that. Because I don't want people imagining a loose ass when they listen to the podcast. You know what I mean? That's one of those things that you can't even really laugh at.
Hey. Yeah. It's pretty disturbing, actually, for me.
Because you almost overlook it, then you can't help it, and you imagine, and you're like, oh, that's pretty nasty. That's...
Yeah. Like, it just makes me, like, when you walk away, it just makes me think, like, oh, man.
Farts are just swinging out.
Yeah, that has to be just so inconvenient. You just got a constant gas leak. You can smell asshole everywhere you go. Someone's just holding your butt cheeks open everywhere you walk.
That's, yeah, that's pretty poor.
Yeah. That's what I'd be thinking when you walk away. I'd be like, ah, this person has loose butthole syndrome.
But I guess you are right. It is pretty loose. Just, I didn't, you know, just the wording of it is pretty loose. So with that being said, we're going to talk about whatever. That's what we're going to do.
All right.
We're going to talk about whatever. Let's see. Typically, we do catch-ups. Typically, we throw those in there. But I guess with the life that we're living, the catch-ups are pretty minimal. You could probably start with your recent physical appearance change. I guess that's worth at least noting.
Got a jet flying over. So, I assume you're talking about my...
Yeah. Everything else is pretty much the same, so...
Got you.
Same glasses. Same facial hair style.
So, I've been bald before. And previous times... It was a bigger jump. It was a more drastic jump. I went from having very long hair to no hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was a very understanding shock. This time, my hair wasn't as long as it's been in the past.
That's very true.
Yeah, for some reason, people were still very, like, used to it. Even though they hadn't seen me with long hair for a long time.
I told you this once, I'll tell you again. It's the quality of hair. People are just never going to be able to accept it.
Yeah, when I walked into the barber shop, the barber almost didn't want to cut my hair. She was like, so you just want me to cut the sides? Because I had that, you know, half short, half long. I was like, no, all of it. She was like, why? It's like, why are you cutting all of it? It's like, you don't even know me. What do you mean, why?
This is your job.
This is your job. Just that's why. It. What do you mean, why?
It's a snipping. I need it off. But you got to think about it, too. One, your style. I don't know what style. If you had the bun up at the point in time. Bun, pretty fresh. Somewhere in their mind, they were like, hey, it's kind of fresh. You're meaning to cut this off? Just the sides, right? Because this is pretty fresh. And then you're like, nah, it's all gone. I'm done with it. Take it out.
Yeah.
I don't want the drip anymore.
I don't understand how it was drip. It needed to be cleaned up pretty badly.
Well, yeah, but you know, exclusivity is pretty over, and that hair quality it's not is pretty that exclusive.
That style is not exclusive. That the quality style is a pretty exclusive. Overused style. And the quality was not even that good. My hair quality had degraded badly. That's part of the reason I wanted to cut it, so that it could grow back better.
I was aware, obviously. You wouldn't have got the reaction. If it was that poor, if it was my hair, no worries would have been there. But like, bro, we got it. All of it.
My hair getting to the length of me being able to put it in a bun couldn't have come at a better time because it hid the fact that the quality had went down. That's part of the reason I quickly jumped on that style.
I guess it's working out pretty well for you. Because it looked pretty clean. It's pretty clean. But I kid you not, if I did the same thing, they just would have took it for just like, alright, cool. Let me clean you right up and take it right off.
So.
Get that for you.
Because you've actually had this for a long time. So people would be like, you've put a lot of work in. They're like, you're just going to cut it?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because the difference is, people aren't caring about your look and how you're going to look now. And whether or not you're going to be looking good anymore. They're caring because they're feeling like they're losing out on, like, a treasure. Because, like, oh, you're getting rid of that? You're just tossing that out? You're getting rid of, like, a treasure. For me, they're like, oh, well, we don't really care about how you look. And It's not like anything. Like, all right, cool. Yeah, you probably should get rid of that.
Nah, I think they'd still care because they'd be like, wow, like, he looked pretty cool at first. Now he just looks very, like, mature, very serious. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to really help the heel in my gimmick.
Yeah, the Joe Budden is going to come out.
We're going to really start to realize, like, you know, there is a side of him that I don't like. He's going to be a
bald
like.
Nigga with a beard.
Ah, man.
With like, unpopular opinions. That's going to be your...
That's true. Wow. Because I already decided I'm keeping the beard. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to keep the beard regardless of whatever happens with my hair.
So you're not cutting yours, though, right?
No, it feels like it's, don't you know, especially it. With everything nope. I'm doing to it, don't feels like it. It's hanging in there.
It makes me really mad.
All right, then. I'll at least give it, like, you know, give it a while.
All right.
Feels like it's going to hang in there for me.
Good.
I'm just going to have to deal with the fact that it's, like, at the level of receding that you're at, just have to accept that you have a big forehead. It's not really getting worse. It's just at a point that it's giving you quite the large forehead. Can you live with it? All right.
Can you live with it? Dollar sign.
Man. Girl, every time we get together, it's a movie.
Because my forehead's so big.
You can project the movie onto my forehead.
But... Oh, wait. No, you're gonna... No. It's gonna be dollar sign. So you're gonna have braids or twists or whatever, and you're gonna have bandanas, so...
Yeah. And, you know, I'm working towards them becoming dreads is the plan. I'm trying to get dreads.
Well, he's up.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's still over.
Kind of feel like he's on his way down, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not a good, like...
They're kind of tired of that.
Could have capitalized at a different point in time, yeah. Would have been more beneficial.
He's probably about to try and convert to the bald-headed style pretty soon.
I gotta say, I really want to get out in front of it and call that it's not gonna work, but I tried that with his original gimmick.
That's probably
not. I tried to stake my claim telling everybody, I was like, yeah, he's not gonna last. He left. Pretty over, actually.
Excuse me.
Alright, I see what you mean.
Well, all I know now is that my head's exposed, and I feel like it looks pretty big. I was like, this shit got bigger. It's definitely gotten bigger since the last time I was bald.
Well, it probably did, because if my science is correct, your head's still getting bigger. If my science is correct, your head's still technically getting bigger. But, as I told you earlier, I thought it looked more regular now because you put on some LBs.
Now, what's funny is, I haven't actually, but what's funny is that, you know, the other times my hair was this short, main comparison I always get, at least from our family, is T.I.'s little brother from ATL. Terrence Ross, or whatever his name is.
Terrence Ross? Are you talking about shooting guard Terrence Ross? Isn't that his name?
No, what's his name? You know.
Maybe they just have the same name.
I don't know. But on ATL, T.I.'s little brother, that's the main person my family compares me to when my hair is short. I was looking at it and I realized, let me turn on the light as I say this, I've graduated from being T.I.'s little brother in ATL to being T.I. from ATL. That's who I realized that was the evolution that I had.
So I have to know. What was your reaction to that? That's the first
busting
thing.
Busting out in laughter.
All right. Sounds about right.
Because I looked at myself in the mirror and I saw myself snatching back the chain from Lauren London.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's something. I could see myself doing it. And I was like, yep.
And that's probably the last thing you were thinking of. Like, thinking of the outcome of your haircut, you weren't thinking, I'm going to become T.I.
No. No.
That's pretty crazy.
Wasn't envisioning the TI.
Well, now you have to have a reality TV show about your family.
Yeah, especially where I push my glasses up.
And say words that are pretty, that everybody wants to question on whether or not you're using correctly.
Yeah. Luckily, they don't know them either.
They don't know them. They're just big enough that they can't spell them to Google them. You're like, what makes it more questionable, and I know that's not fair, it's only going to sound bad. What makes it more questionable is how country is. Because you're like, come on now, that sounds hilarious.
Yeah.
If I could do a TI impression, I would do it. But you know what I'm talking
exactly.
about.
It's pretty funny.
And I mean...
And his enunciation. His southern man enunciation.
Where he puts the emphasis on it. Makes it funny. But, you know, a lot of these things he can normally define, which is crazy. Yeah. He's like,
he defines them pretty well.
He's smart.
It's just hard to take them seriously.
He never defines them with the dictionary definition. He defines them with defining it through his own words. I'm going to define it as TI. Pretty with street descriptions. But that's more impressive because his street descriptions are pretty good. Pretty solid street descriptions. Well, as far as it goes for me, I now stole your previous haircut of a top bun, but I'm completely just letting the fro grow in all around the sides. So yeah.
Yeah.
I went ahead and...
What's up with that?
Decided to look at how bummy can I make your current hairstyle. I mean, your previous hairstyle.
How much can I lower your reputation by people believing that I'm you?
But I tried to accept it and be okay with it because I knew why it was happening. And it was happening because I was on a pretty tireless schedule of, like, working on my music, working out, and, like trying to balance all of that.
Yeah.
And trying to find a new job.
And so that's the reason I cut it. Because I'm like, I'm doing too much to worry about keeping my hair.
Yeah, I feel that, though. That's why I'm...
We were about to be on the same exact wave of being like, just looking completely let go.
Yeah.
This is going to be a much cleaner look. It's boring, yeah. My head is big, but it's clean. I can literally show up anywhere. I can show up at a party. I can show up at an interview. I can go to the gym. It don't matter. I'm good.
And... Get you a soft brush. Make sure it stays nice and, you know, nice and clean. That's what I did when I was rocking my buzz cut. Having my buzz cut era. Give me a nice soft brush. But nah, see, the thing is, I'm about to get cleaned up very soon here. My plan, though, is that I'm going to let myself get bummy to motivate me to get my, to get it together. The bummier I've seen myself get, the further my beard goes up my face, the more it motivates me to be like, all right, you're going to turn this around, right? Getting deep in. This isn't good anymore. Probably going to want to stop this. So we're going to get the hair done, get the beard done, get it all packaged nicely as we move into the summer here. Because we got June coming up and I got summer plans.
Yeah. That's what I'm waiting to see is, I don't really care, but I'm interested to see how people perceive me now, because I was already a very ambiguous person, as far as, it's hard to tell what my race is, hard to tell what my age is.
Yeah.
And now I just became even more, like, generic. I'm like, I wonder what's going to be the reception and, more importantly, the perception of me now. Am I just... Because I feel like whatever it is at this stage is what it actually is.
It's almost like you're hiding in the disguise of a randomly generated character.
Yeah.
That's your disguise. Yeah. Let me just pretend to be an NPC.
I'm trying to blend in.
You know... This could have been the turnabout needed to you know, how can we put it? Extend my golden age. Or golden era? Golden age.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might have just extended my golden age. Because all the confusion about who was who, it might be settled now. You may have just settled it. And the pick might just be
this. Well, yeah, this solved our issue.
Done with you.
They're gonna stop trying to make us big head fuse anymore. Because it basically is gonna act as if like you absorbed me already. Like we already
one of those routes.
Uh huh. But really, you didn't. You never did. This was the loophole.
Like, I'm giving you it out. This seems like a movie. This could be a movie.
But you're still gaining all the clout of doing it, though.
I'll take that. I'll take. But I feel like I'm gonna have to start appeasing people more often.
To keep up the belief, yeah.
At least like once every 2 months. So they know that I'm really about it. Like, man, that was just 2 months ago. You dropped a dude in a Macy's parking lot.
And that's gonna be the ironic thing is that me. Now that I've shaved my head and probably grow out my beard, my facial hair, and get tattoos, you know, be looking different, I'm gonna end up like basically being a different person.
So it really is like what I said.
Mm-hmm.
You found your way out into a new life. You got out of the gang life. By letting me be the new gang leader.
Yeah. That's pretty good plot. We're gonna have a lot of good movies that we end up like.
Yeah, being I'm a part immediately of, getting a little bit invested. Like, okay, where does it take place? It's funny though, because knowing me, like in all reality, knowing me, and then imagining me as a gang leader. Oh wait, really?
With your twists.
With my twists. Dreads.
That actually no, I can see it with the dreads. You look kinda scary.
It works better with the dreads. Works better with the dreads. Me and like any other stage, kinda hilarious. Like, oh, that's the leader? That's the boss? That's the guy. It's crazy. He's really wearing that blue hoodie like that.
Our performances, I feel like we wouldn't expect it. But they'd really like our performances in this one. I feel like this will be one that they'll be playing on BET for, like, years to come.
Yeah.
This is going to be, like, a BET classic.
They're going to be talking about how back and forth our performances were making the movie. Yeah. Between the two of us, what we were doing. Yeah, I can see that.
Because this is going to be, like, the way that people who watch BET movies over and over again, this will be like a way that they can digest and accept the truths of what's happening in the music industry and Hollywood and stuff, of like people playing other people.
Yeah,
you have to dress it up with lots of drama.
Their minds are gonna be
and stuff that yeah that they'd be able to mess with, and then you have to cast like Taraji P. Henson's gonna have to play your mom. Or my mom. She's gonna have to be in it.
She has to be in it, yeah. And they're gonna have all of the optional BET select cast. Like, all right, who do you wanna choose?
Ving Rhames is gonna
have Ving Rhames.
He's gonna have the people who play in all the other BET movies.
You can choose Morris Chestnut.
This is gonna be the crossover event of all the BET movies. It's in the same universe as Baby Boy. Yeah. It's all connected.
Take your pick. Who's gonna be in it?
That's gonna be pretty hard.
And you can count on some pretty solid performances, probably. Some pretty decent performances.
Nah, in all seriousness, who would be in it? Because I want it to be actually a good movie. I don't want people automatically be like, nah. Like, because if you put them in it, Mars not going to be good. Watch it.
Can we work like Mars not even a solid, like, can we get like Cuba Gooding Jr. in there? Old man Cuba, he's still solid, I feel like.
Is he playing like kind of like the, we're not saying it, but he's the Illuminati. He's the main nigga who's like.
He probably could, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I would be like, seeing him as. Cuba Gooding.
Seems like that's where he fits.
He's the main one who wanted us to do the fusion.
He's gonna.
So he's the one that we're tricking, and he's the one who's probably gonna find out and be like, "Oh, those niggas didn't fuse."
It's gonna be pretty heated.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So now this kind of
it's coming together. I can see it.
All right.
But if you think about budgeting, pretty sure you're spending a lot on Cuba.
Yeah, yeah.
I know his
pretty price high asking price. Yeah.
He's still riding off of his Boys in the Hood price.
He's still riding off of his O.J. Simpson.
His O.J. Simpson. Yep. He's like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know who I am.
But if we don't get him,
the best Cuban in the game.
You know the next option is.
No, I don't actually.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Is he even the one? The goat? He's the next in line?
Yeah.
What about, like, Michael Ealy or something?
So we don't even have to say his name.
He doesn't even. It does kind
of. It's probably, he's probably next. Because he has to be someone who's good at playing
a bad character. He has a lower price and actually might pull the role off better.
Will he?
You know every once in a while he has that like, noteworthy performance. You know.
Because now, at this point, now it's starting to feel like it's in the same universe as Empire. As Empire. Well.
But you can't, it's only because you said him. Nothing else we say is, oh, well, Taraji. We did say Taraji. Okay, well, we can't have both of them, so one's got to go.
Yeah.
Or it's immediately in the Empire.
I don't think
Empire
we can have
universe.
Either of them. Yeah, I don't think we can have either of them. Because they both are connecting to too many BET classics. They're in all of them. It's one of them are in most of the BET movies. It's some combination of one of them.
You know you gotta go back to the select roster.
It's some combination of one of them and Ving Rhames in every BET movie.
You're gonna throw in then like the alternate. Where's the list of alternates? You're gonna throw in like, instead of Taraji, throw in like a Nia Long. Throw in like a, or no, not even a Nia Long. What's her name?
I would want to cast Nia Long.
Sanaa Lathan.
But I feel like Nia Long might not like the character that she plays because I kind of feel like the character I'm going to have her play is probably what, very realistic to what she is in real life.
So
can't cast her.
And she's not going to like it?
Yeah, that means she might feel like she's getting exposed.
Okay, but that might be.
She'd probably do a great job, though.
Probably.
It'd surprise people because
so Sanaa Lathan
didn't know she had it in her still.
Sanaa's gonna do it.
All right, she probably will.
She stays.
And I think it's also a similar role for her too, but I don't think she's gonna care as much. I feel like Nia Long's gonna care. But see, now putting Sanaa, that maxes us out at the, like, the regulars. You can, now she's already the maximum amount of regulars we can have. So now we gotta start dipping into other people, new people. Like, the...
What about people who lost relevance? Can we throw, like, a Kyla Pratt in there?
We're gonna need some low-contract people.
Or no, not her, the dude who had the light eyes from one-on-one.
What role is he?
I don't know, just throw him in there. He's always on some low-level BET stuff. If it's not top BET stuff, he's probably in there somewhere. On a random, like, drug dealer role. Random, sketchy, best friend role.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, unfortunately, he's going to be involved in my side of the story.
Ah, oh, wow. But, that means that's already two people from the same show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we need someone, I feel like we need an older white presence. But like an older white presence that black people are, they're used to their face.
Yeah.
They're comfortable with their face. being on stuff.
Who could we throw in that list? Kind of feel like that never stays. I feel like that's an ever-changing person that that applies to. No one ever stays approved of, if you will.
So I think it might be time for a new one.
Mm-hmm. Who can be pushed into that, possibly given that?
I think it'll be time for Bradley Cooper to step into his first black film.
He's going to have to nail it, because I feel like his approval rating as it stands is low.
I can see
him
doing it, though. That's why I would want him.
I feel like as it stands, they're rejecting between, like, oh, no.
Between the two performances, no. The performances we're going to have, Sanaa Lathan and Bradley Cooper, I think we're going to be pretty good. Because I think I'm seeing a lot of scenes between with them specifically. We're going to try and max out the scenes they have so that they can carry the movie, you know?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of scenes with them and a lot of scenes with them and us.
I feel like Bradley Cooper is definitely going to be pretty heavily intertwined with my side of the story.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
He's doing things that's making me question my moral code. Because I'm like, oh, I really got to do this? And he's like...
I feel like it's going to be a similar question at the end of this movie as with the heist movie, which is like... The difference in this one is going to be... Because in that one, it was like, which pair was we? Mm-hmm. Which set of Vaughn and Sean was the original one? But then, in this one, it's going to be, which one of us are we?
Who is who?
I'm pretty sure by then, that's going to be the question is, wait, so did they fuse? Or is that still one of them? And if it's still one of them, which one is it?
Oh, wow. Wow. I can see that setting up for a pretty nice ending of, like, the one thing no one was thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's gonna require a pretty good performance on my end, then. Probably more than yours. Probably more than yours.
Because I want you to be the main one that, like, since we still can't see it, I'm just gonna assume you're the main one that we both look like.
Probably.
Because that's what, now that everyone's starting to see it, everyone keeps saying, I look like you. They're not saying you look like me. They're saying I look like you. So that must mean that I'm growing into looking like you.
Turning into me?
You're absorbing me.
It wasn't supposed to even happen that way. It's not how that was supposed to happen. If anybody was going to grow to look like the other one, it was supposed to be the other way. Because I'm always doing the things, typically people would say, doing the things that you were recommending, following your path.
I think that's why. So you're taking them and you're making them yours to the point where it's like, it's altering the universe. It's basically resetting it. It's like, you're the one who made me, you're copying me so much that the universe is getting confused and they're thinking, I'm the one being like you. Like, you're basically resetting it. You're like,
in a way, that kind of adds up, because I do a lot of things you don't even do anymore. Like, I do things now that you used to do, and you're not even on that.
Oh, what the fuck?
You know.
My battery just died. I think my battery just died. Swagger weenie.
Wow.
On the podcast.
That's incomparable to anything that else
now
that ever
really
happened.
I really wish I had a sonic blast.
Man.
I think that's where I want to wrap this episode up.
Kind of feels...
If this was even an episode, this might be our most, like, off-the-cuff episode we've ever done.
Yeah. I'd say if I could nominate a title, if that was a thing we were doing, I'd say Full Rando. I'd nominate the title to be Full Rando. Going Full Rando.
Alternatively, Rando Mode?
Rando Mode.
I mean, we're how long was it?
Quando Rando?
Would this be a decent length episode?
Yeah, that's about 44 minutes from what I can see.
That's actually a perfect length.
My vision is pretty poor.
So, yeah. Well, you just listened to us talk about a bunch of random shit, not even do an intro. Honestly, like, seriously, let us know how you like it. This might be the new wave. This might be how these episodes are coming to you now.
Yeah, yeah.
This might be the new format.
I'll be honest. I'm going to be a little bit thrown off if, like, the reviews for... The feedback for an episode are way more positive for this than what we've been doing as of recent.
Yeah.
Because it kind of feels like...
It's going to make me question
who's listening a little bit. This.
It's really going to make me question.
But I can fuck with that because I'm like, hey, all right. You're weird like me then. How can I be mad
exactly.
at
it? Exactly. Exactly.
You're like me, I guess.
But, you know, with that being said, if you want to see if you're like us, come check us out on our social media.
Probably want some validation because now you're wondering.
Yeah, and most likely you are like us.
Yeah.
Most likely you love hot dogs with no bun.
High chances. And you probably eat them in one bite. That's probably what you do.
Yep. Probably not even. Probably just swallow them.
Just like a
Wells Fargo, like a bank tube. That's how you eat your dogs.
Wow. Like how I would imagine Patrick Starr would do.
Yep, exactly like Patrick Starr.
Yeah. But that's only some of y'all. That's only some of y'all.
The only ones that are painfully tight.
Mm-hmm. The dedicated, like the day ones. Yeah, we know the day ones, those are the hot dog inhalers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day, if we ever do a giveaway, Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener... Perfect.
Wiener schnitzel giveaway.
Because we care.
We know you freaks out there love your wiener schnitzel.
Know what you want more of.
So, follow us at our social media. I'll be at Javon Come On Y on Twitter. And on Snapchat if you even want to go check that out. If you even want to get that close to me. That's a pretty personal social media site for me.
At the very least, maybe you'll take a peek. Maybe you're just curious like that. You want to know what a big head looks like.
Oh, yeah. Big bald head. A big bald monk. That's what we do when we go in monk mode.
Kind of want to see it. Let me see how a head looks. You know who you could be? Who you could do, like, pull off, like, a cosplay? You could do a Joe Lozon cosplay.
A Joe? Oh, nah. Nay, no offense, Joe, but,
Not trying to do it.
You look
right.
horrible.
Yeah, I know. You just need to be malnourished.
Hey, no offense. I never want to look
you
like
you. You can do
you.
The. I never want to look like you, bro.
Hey, where can they get you? Where can they.
You can get me, though. Look, you can get me first. I'm going to start here because brand new music. Brand new music just dropped on my SoundCloud. So go ahead and pull up on that.
That's right.
Black Cash. Go ahead and listen to it. Tots. Tracks out the safe. BLACC_CA$H for pure fire.
Yeah, make sure you spell it right.
Yeah, yeah. And that was BLACC, in case I said it too fast, 2 C's, _CA$H. Tots is what you're looking for. It's straight slaps only.
Yeah.
And crazy enough, you can catch me at the same thing, same name. You can go ahead and do that. Put that in, get me on Snapchat. If you want to, that's up to you. Mm-hmm. See, I don't even be on there, so I'm just listing it so you can say I listed it and didn't, you know. And then Twitter, you want to go ahead and add me on there? You're going to want to because I'm going to keep you updated on everything that I'm doing musically. You're going to want to get me on there. That's also, you guessed it, Black Cash. Only difference, BLACC_CASH. Couldn't get the dollar sign. They wouldn't let me. All right. But that's Twitter for you. And now you know where to find me.
And just us as a podcast at Painfully Tight.
Mm-hmm.
Try it anywhere. Everywhere. Every website you go on, just type it in. See what happens.
Someone asked me that earlier, actually. It was, where's the podcast? And I almost stumbled for a minute. I almost slipped up. I was like, oh, yeah, where is it? And I was like, oh, that's right. Everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. If you can type it on there, we're on there. That's kind of how we're, yeah. We're trying to come to you, actually. Yeah,
so... Hey, thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us. And until next time,
I love you.
Stay tight.
Yeah, stay tight.